This is a short reading of a story. A relatively new friend on Facebook by the name of Paul Mason. Not a long acquaintance, but he's made quite an impression already. And this is a story he posted on August 1st. It's one that he selected for me to read, and it's called The Train. Monday morning commute was a normal Monday. The train was packed, and there wasn't even room to read my book. It was that crowded. A woman wedged herself into the space beside me. She bumped against me, and we shared that tired, "Sorry, I'm in your space" look that we all do. And she was cute, maybe late 30s, but I am terrible at guessing women's ages. Shorter than me by a few inches, with short blondish hair, bobbed. She had a pixie nose, and she was, as far as I could tell, reasonably fit-looking. She wore an open business-style trench raincoat that came down just past the hem of her gray skirt and a white blouse with a few buttons undone. I noticed in the usual way a guy notices every woman. Attractive. Definitely attractive. I stared blindly ahead after that, pressed in by the crowd, bag in one hand, my other hand gripping the wall to keep my balance. Unexpectedly, I felt fabric brush the back of my hand. Resisting an impulse urge to pull my hand away, I glanced over and saw that she had brushed against me. That gray cloth taut against her belly, I thought. However, bumping against each other isn't uncommon, so I didn't read anything into it and went back to my Walter Mitty daydreams. Again, I felt cloth on the back of my hand, but this time it was pressing harder and for longer. I glanced at her face this time and noticed that while she was staring stoically straight into the wall, there was a ghost of a smile on her lips. This time I turned my hand, so it was palm facing out, and left it between us, shielded by my body and her coat open on both sides of her. Gratifyingly, I felt her rub against my palm, and never having been a shy person, I pressed back, feeling her belly through the cloth, rubbing slightly back and forth, giving her the opportunity to stop if she wished. She didn't. Her hips, unseen by anyone, swayed back and forth, letting my palm drift across the small hollows they made, and back, and again. I let my hand drift south a little, feeling the waistband of her panties under the cloth of her skirt, and then further, and down over her thigh, and across, feeling that juncture full of heat as she arched a little, pressing against my fingers. I stopped and leaned forward, placing my bag between my feet, letting my hand come down to her knee. No skirt there, just a sheer nylon over her cute leg. As I straightened up, I brought my hand up with me, slowly, up her leg under the hem of her skirt. And still, no one could see as my fingers climbed higher and higher, hidden by that perfectly positioned coat of hers. I felt her stocking end, hot skin begin, and it turned me on. I could feel my cock stiffen in my pants as I came up her thigh to her hip, feeling that smooth cotton cloth of her panties flush against her. I tried very hard not to let my face get red as my mind went into overdrive with lustful thoughts. I looked over again, and she met my stare with nothing else visible on her face. I stopped moving my hand, and as she stared at me deadpan, her hips gave a little buck, wanting me to move. I obliged, sliding across the front of her panties and down to that hot fulcrum of her pussy, mere millimeters of cloth separating her from my exploring fingers. That's the end of the teaser. If you want more, Mr. Mason has entreated us to send him a message on Facebook. Or you can check back here, as you can be assured I'll be asking Mr. Mason to continue this wonderful story for us.